What a mighty God we serve. Good morning, everyone. This is Torina the Finisher. I'm your greeter. Who's on the line?
Top of the morning. Good morning, sister. Good morning. Declare victory. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up one more time again. Can you please pray for healing over my body, please?
Okay, Sabrina. I got it.
Thank you.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice,
good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday, Trina. Love you, sis. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Love you as well.
Good morning. It's Sister Tracy. Hello, everyone. Happy Third Tuesday. Good morning, Sister Tracy. With your beautiful voice.
Oh, you're happy beautiful. Y'all are all beautiful.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Good morning, the Eva Melissa Gaga on the day. Thank you for adding Tuesday.
Happy Drive for Tuesday, Yvonne. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a great day, okay? Thanks.
Good morning, it's Susie.
Good morning, Susie. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Same to you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. If you're going to say good morning, go ahead and mute your phone.
Good morning. Some people say it's Taco Tuesday. Good morning. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. This is Stephanie.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. This is Stephanie.
Good morning, sister. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. I think it's Yvonne's phone. I'll go ahead and mute her.
Okay. Good morning, Shell. Good morning to you. Triumphant Tuesday. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning. It's Miss B. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning, Miss B. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Hello, good morning, Tarina. Good morning, Declare Victory. It's Moxie.
Happy
Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning, Miss Barbara.
I didn't
love you.
Static, you guys.
Yeah,
I hear that
I got
static.
You.
I was just trying to give a heads up. Okay.
I got her.
Good morning, it's Sunshine.
Good morning, Sunshine. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I do apologize. Who was that?
That was Miss B just saying I love y'all too.
I love you too, Miss B. We love you. Anyone else just want to with the point? Nothing good is going to happen this morning.
Good morning. It's Joyful.
Joyful. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Great morning. Good morning. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. This is Trimming and the Finisher. I'm the greeter this morning. Anyone else just join the call and say good morning? Do we have any first-time callers who want to say good morning? Brothers, men, do you want to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Tormented and Finished. I'm your greeter this morning. Anyone else just join the call and say good morning? We shall declare victory. each and every day. God is good. God is great. Awesome God. Anyone else just joining the call and want to say good morning? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going ahead and get started. And everyone, and please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. Hello, my name is Terminal the Finisher, and I'm the host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meet Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Make sure you continue to call in during the month of September, where our monthly theme is entitled Evangelism and Discipleship. We declare we focus on the care required in loving God as you sit under His teaching along with those who proclaim God's word, announcing the Savior's coming. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. TNT Bible study is tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It will definitely reach your spirit. There was no prayer request submitted by the app, but we do have one spoken prayer request, and that's from Sister Sabrina, praying for her healing of her body, physical healing. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise. Geraldine, declaration, Jacqueline, then we go right in closing comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Geraldine, declaration, Jacqueline, then we go right into what we have comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from 1 Corinthians 11, 1 to 2. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the tradition just as passed them on to you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing His holy word. At this time, you have to put your phones on mute. Please check phones. Make sure your phone is on mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior, Geraldine. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a joyful greeting this morning. We are going to go into spiritual warfare this morning in prayer. I don't know if you've been dealing with different types of things. There's a lot out in the elements of our lives. But on this morning, I welcome you into the prayer room. If you have not taken and put on your prayer shawls, if you have them, it is great. Let us cover each other this morning. Let us begin as we go into our model prayer that Jesus prayed for the disciples. How many of you all are wanting to be better disciples? All of us know we're all adults here, but on this morning, I'm going to ask you to join in. And if you have not, or if you can, and you're able, I need the prayer warriors to be down on your knees. We have a lot that is going on. We have earthquakes. Our earth is shifting all around. And there's all types of diseases, sicknesses. There's all type of confusion. But on this morning, I beg to you, if you would, go down on your knees. I'm just asking you, if you would, just for me to have more strength, surround us, encamp us this morning as we go into prayer, spiritual warfare. It's necessary, thanks to God, and that's where we're at this morning. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Hallelujah. For if you forgive others, people, when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So on this morning, let's ask for forgiveness. Let us ask and repent. Let us ask for mercy on today. Let us be so desperate in this prayer that it will shake heaven. It will open the windows of heaven as we pour out blessings, that we won't have room enough to receive it. Father, we thank you on this morning. We come to you humbly, boldly, before the throne room of grace. We ask that you on today anoint the word for your people. We ask for you today, Heavenly Father, that we can come to you boldly, that we can ask for forgiveness for our things we have done, knowing and unknowingly on this morning. It is in the name of the Father. It is in the name of the Son. And it is in the name of the Holy Spirit on this morning. I don't know about you all. Sometimes we have to anoint our mouth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you know anyone that is in need of prayer on this morning, this is a good day because we are in spiritual warfare. We are going to begin to fight the good fight of faith on this morning. God, I ask you. Heavenly Father, as we come, we get on our knees and we bow to you on this morning, as humble as we know how. Jesus, take a hand and hold us as we walk these dangerous roads on tonight and today. As we go out into the marketplace, Heavenly Father, praying for our sister that is preparing the word, and as the oil is being poured, Father God, this morning, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of the heart, Lord, be accepted by us. In our sight, oh Lord, our strength, our Redeemer, we need you on this morning, God. So many of us are suffering in our bodies, Heavenly Father. Some of us are aging, Heavenly Father, and we feel every move that we make, every step that we are taking. But I thank you and I pray on today. I thank you for this month of discipleship. Thank you, God. You told us to go, for the harvest is plentiful and the labors are few. On this morning, Heavenly Father, we submit to you everything that is not like you. God, I am asking on this morning that you shake it off, and those that humbly got down on their knees at their bedside, and those of them that stopped wherever it is, if it was in a private place or even if it was in a public place on this morning, and they got on their knees, and some of those that are driving their vehicles, God, I'm praying that you open the roadway on today, and that we will be able to come together in unity. We're praying for the leaders that is on this line on this morning. I'm praying for the moderator on this morning. I'm praying for the greeter, Tarina, that she has been so faithful to this line, and that we are still coming because our soul is thirsting after the water brook on this morning, God. I'm asking that you have your way, Alanaboso. So many of our children have gone astray, God. And death is on an all-time high. Father, I'm asking that you would heal the land. Even in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, they would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins and heal the land. We need our land healed today, God. So many are broken on this morning, God. Thank you for this opportunity, God, that you've given us. That you've given us on this morning.
as we travail on this morning, God, heal sick bodies on this morning. Sabrina, we ask that you, Yellow Kova, lift your hands up. There's no distance in prayer. And just begin to ask the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. And I'm asking the prayer warriors to come in, crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. As we push in into warfare, pulling down the strong man on this morning, go ahead and unmute your line and begin to pray. We need the Lord. We can't make it without you, God.
Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We grab the horn of the altar this morning. And God, we do not let us bless your name. Hallelujah. We come before the courts of heaven this morning in the name of Jesus. God, that you would see about the United States. Glory to your name. All 50 states, legislators, and what it is that they are doing. God, I thank you that we're on your agenda. We pray for those who don't know you this morning, that they would come into the power of the truth, that your will would be fulfilled in the earth, and that it is done here. So, Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus that you would greet them even now. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would be serious about the assignment that you have given to us, that we would not put it down in the name of Jesus, but that we would be busy being your ministers of reconciliation, your examples in the earth. And I thank you, Father, for endowing us with strength and courage now to not put down, take down from the assignment in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, and we thank you, Lord, that you have given us everything that we need to do what you have required. Fire of us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory, oh God. We thank you for the turning of hearts of men today in the name of Jesus. May they come back running, saying, what must I do to be saved? Like the jailer did in Paul and Silas when they were found and the prison doors had been shaken. God, I thank you that none is lost and none is missing. Hallelujah. But they would want to know the God of their grandmother, the God of their great grandmother, the God of their mother. God, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, the God to declare victory. Hallelujah. Father, that they would know you like we know you, God, and we would get to know you all the more. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's no other name above your name, God. And thank you. Hallelujah. And we bless you for your word this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for just letting a little rain follow us this morning in our area of dryness, God. Fill us up, God, until we overflow today. God, I pray for the woman of God. that you will look cold, hot coals sit on her left, on her tongue on this morning as she is preaching the word of God and boldness on today. No fear. No fear in me. So as we close up this prayer, we say thank you, God. Let the rain fall on us today. Father God, we need miracle signs and wonders. Father, we need fab on our eyes, some of our eyes. Some of us need our ears and tune to you, God. Help us, oh God, on today as I pass the call. The new woman of God, bring the message in truth. Come boldly. We need a word from the Lord. I believe that we can get agreements on that this morning, God. And we thank you as I pass the call to you, ladies, everyone. Have a beautiful day and walk in the word. Praise God to everyone. Amen. And amen. And amen. It's a portion of the Lady of Osa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for your rain. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that you would come and rest even in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord God, with the first fruits of our lips, we offer them unto you. And so, God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord God, like the dew in the morning. God, I thank you that you rest on our hearts even now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're hungering and thirsting for you, and your word declares that we would be filled, for blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. We didn't come to spectate, God. We don't get up early and call into the call for anything other than seeking after you. As the deer pants for the water, so does our soul long after you. God, thank you for the brooks of refreshing this morning. And God, I thank you that your word always accomplishes what you send it to do. So for every person that's on the call and every person that will hear the replay from now until the call is no longer available, I thank you, God, that your word always does what you send it to do. So Lord, today, while one needs this and another needs that, I thank you that this word that you have given, God, you will do what you do. It will bear fruit in its season. Oh God, we bless you. Hallelujah, and we thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. Hallelujah, God. And so we just surrender and we submit to what it is that you're doing. Holy Spirit, you are the leader. You are the leader. You are the God. And so we follow you. We follow you. We follow you. Hallelujah, and thank you for leading us into all truth. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Good morning, declare victory. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Lord is worthy. Hallelujah. His name is worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. There is none like him. None like him. The greeter this morning, the host, she said, I believe something is going to happen. And the prayer warrior, she's put a demand on what it is that the Lord has. So I pray that each of you are pulling, hallelujah, in the spirit that God would give us. More oil even will be produced, not just for what he's saying, but what he's doing in you right where you are. Some of you are lying in the bed. Some of you are moving around. But whatever it is that you're doing, that you would lean in and contribute what it is that you have, hallelujah, that there would be a collision here in all of the various zip codes, every geographical location where we are found, that God would be made manifest in that place. And when we walk out, that we would be a container that is contagious. We would release what's within us. Others that would come in contact with us would want to know what is it that's in us, that's on us, that's coming through us, that's flowing out of us, that they too might receive in the name of Jesus. I thank God for another day. I thank God for another day. If you've ever wondered if you'd see another day, just as a result of things going on in your life, sometimes just seeing another day, oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah, that's gift enough, just another day. Bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Oh, thank you, Father. Well, this month we are talking about evangelism and discipleship. Evangelism and discipleship. I think it probably won't be too many times that I declare and share or teach that definitions are not going to be a part of the message. So today will be no different. I was preparing, and this is what I heard. Evangelism, not vandalism. Evangelism, not vandalism. Some think, oh, well, that's rhyming words, and, you know, is that neat? But as I began to go through this, I thought, oh, I see what you did there, Holy Spirit. Okay. Evangelism, the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness. The spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness. Sometimes when I've heard the word evangelism, evangelize, evangelist, I have wondered if that is something that I am good at or capable of. I was licensed in ministry as an evangelist, and very honestly, I wondered if that was just a title that was given to me as a female because I didn't feel like an evangelist. But what has happened is my definition of the word, and many of us do this as it relates to the things of God, we define it according to our experience, our teaching, our upbringing. But I want us to know that what God has said about a thing is what the thing is, despite what we think, despite what we've heard, despite what we've been taught. And I like to add this, as Darius Daniels shares, even if it's by somebody you love, it can still be bad. He says, we've gotten bad information from good people, people that we loved. And their teaching, their intention was not malicious, but perhaps it was an example of this is what they learned. And so they shared it and they taught it with conviction. And we heard it and we believed it with the same conviction, but we didn't study to show ourselves approved. And therefore, we have walked around believing certain things to include definitions, even about God. It's what someone has told us as opposed to God himself, who is very capable of speaking, of yet speaking, and for the record that he left, along with the gift that he's given in the person of Holy Spirit. So let's be careful when we're using definitions and we're what it is that I have been married to about a thing. Is that what he said? And if you're thinking, well, that's what I've always heard or the way that I've always remembered it, you might want to check and make sure that that's really what he said. Because I promise you, even the people that you love, respect, have set up under, because of their human finiteness, it is possible that at some time they missed it. And something that they told us, something that they lived in front of us, something that they taught us, said, did, displayed, was wrong, or perhaps it was incomplete. It was in error. We even don't even like to sometimes say that they were wrong because I love them and I respect them, and we can't say that about him or we can't say that about her. But if it goes against God and it's not right, then you do what you need to do with that. But if it's not right, then it's wrong. It's incorrect, or maybe it's incomplete. So evangelist, I wonder, what does that mean? Am I this person that's out and dressing a certain way and going to certain places and all I do is talk about? That was my definition based on what I'd heard, but not what the word says. So when we put on the armor of God, one of the pieces of the armor our feet are to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So that means if we're walking and we have done our part for the day and put on our armor all the way from the helmet of salvation down to our feet, we should have on some good news shoes. And when we walk into the room, then good news should be holding us up, and we should be speaking truth from our center because the belt of truth is there. And we are sharing good news, evangelizing. If evangelism is the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness, maybe you have heard the scripture that says we are living epistles or letters. We're living epistles or letters read of men. People read us all the time. What is your letter reading today? When someone sees you, when you walk by, or even when they think of your name, have you ever thought of a book you've read or a poem that you memorized, and when you think of it, you begin to recite it? When people think of you and they think of your letter, what is coming out of their mouth? What's coming to mind? Is it speaking well of God? Is it a good representation or a reflection of Him? What does your letter read? How does your letter read? Does it need to be edited? Are there expletives in your letter? Are there inaccuracies in your letter? Are there personal opinions in your letter? Are there adjustments in your letter? Are there deviations in your letter? How would we know? We would have to compare it to the Word of God. I love the word standard. I like things that are that can be proven, and the Word of God can be proven. I'm not a scientist, but in my profession at one time, I worked as an engineer, so there were some things that just kind of went together. If this went here, you designed it in such a way that it couldn't go anywhere else. If the left-hand part could be installed on the right-hand side, we got a problem, so we need to design it so that it can't go there. As we look at our lives, we have deviations. We have things that we do that we can do. But it actually goes against the standard. What standard? God. God is our standard. In the Old Testament, He told them to use the sanctuary weight or the sanctuary ephah, meaning this thing that when you're going to measure something, I want you to have something that you're going to know what this denominate, what this weight delineation is, what this is. So if you were to go to the store today, and I don't know if anybody has ever done this, I learned this once on a show, but when you buy produce that's already bagged, and they say a 5-pound bag or a 3-pound bag of potatoes, apples, oranges, whatever it is this price. Many people grab the bag and they go. I hope you inspect the bag, make sure you don't have rotten fruit, or you know the fruit flies have not already begun to come through the fruit, but that you're doing some kind of examination of the fruit. But what I learned is to take that bag to the scale and weigh it. Well, why would you weigh it? You want to make sure that it's 3 pounds. You at least want it to be 3 pounds, or the price that it says. You want to make sure that I'm getting what I'm paying for, because it can be bagged. There's apples in there. But what if it was a 2.5-pound bag? Do you want to pay the same amount for a 2.5-pound bag of something when you could get 3 pounds? The truth is, the opposite could happen, and if it's bagged and it's 3.3 pounds, you get a little bit extra for that. How do you actually weigh apples so that they're the exact amount? But the point being that we want to know that what I'm measuring against, it actually is this. So we don't, for God, if he says 3, he wants it to be 3. He doesn't want it to be 3.3 or 2.5. He wants it to be 3. If he wants you to show love to your neighbor, he wants you to show love to your neighbor, not just the one in your neighborhood, but the one in line at Starbucks, your neighbor. The one at the PTA meeting, your neighbor. The one at the city council meeting that has a point that's being argued that opposes your view, that's your neighbor. So when we have these variances or these deviations, that when it comes to, he didn't mean that. You know, he said neighbor. He knows exactly what he meant when he said neighbor. We're talking about evangelism and discipleship. Evangelism, the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness. Living epistles read of men. People are watching us. They're looking at us. And you don't want this, you don't want to be found out that the person you are in public is different than the person you are at church We're supposed to be the same all the time. But if you ever have regrets when your coworker comes to church because you say, uh-oh, what's the issue? Oh, you act different at work than you do here. You know what that could affect? It could affect your witness can affect their acceptance of God, their belief in him. So we want to watch our witness, watch our letter, watch what it is that we're presenting and showing to others, evangelism. So I said, well, God, evangelism, not vandalism. Well, I know what vandalism is. Well, let me be careful and not do what I'm talking about. Let's find out what vandalism is. A vandal, first of all, is a person who intentionally damages property belonging to other people. I wanted to get ahead of him, but he quickly slowed me down because I'm thinking, oh, I know where this is going. Mm-mm-mm. No, no, no. A vandal is a person who intentionally damages property belonging to other people. So I want to tell us today in our evangelism, there's an opportunity for us to become vandals if we're not careful, or we can be vandalized. We can be victims of vandalism, or we can become the vandal and act out vandalism. What do you mean? Well, a person who intentionally damages property belonging to other people. Psalm 24, verse 1 tells us, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God created everything. And with our mouths, with our actions, there are times that we are vandalizing other people's souls with our mouths. We're purposely or intentionally damaging property of who? God's property. If the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, meaning the people that he created, and I'm saying something to them that is harmful, I am harming them, but we can look at this because I titled it evangelism, not vandalism. Let's not become vandals against God's property. And then the same is said to the doggone enemy, who does come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy who intentionally comes to damage property belonging to God. It's often we can describe when it's the enemy at work, but when we become an enemy of God by going after his people or acting waywardly, that word probably sounds too harsh. I'm not an enemy of God. Well, are you doing what God asked you to do? Or are you acting like or carrying out something against him? When we're doing something, we're either for him or we're not. The enemy expressly came for the purpose, according to John 10:10, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. To steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we would have life and that more abundantly. And we, as we walk with the good news shoes on, if we followed the instruction for the day, putting on the whole armor of God, that we could withstand the wiles of the devil, the fiery darts that are sure to come. The prayer warrior, she talked about things that are happening. We want to put our armor on in the morning when we get up before we go out. In war, in times of war, when arrows or bullets are being fired, if you don't have your gear on and you take a hit and you're trying to put it on, even though it might not penetrate you, the fact that it could have been bounced off of you if you had on your gear, put it on. Don't take a hit unnecessarily. But we do that when we don't get up and do what he's told us to do. He's already told us that. He's already told us that. So when we're finding ourselves in the middle of the day searching for our sword, because now I need the sword, I need the shield of faith, I need the sword, which is the word of God, I need a word. Did you not need it in the morning? Did you think you could wait until lunch? What about in the morning? Early will I seek thee. With my whole heart. To pray, men ought to always pray, to pray without ceasing. Yes, and it is that deep. So for the one that's asking that, is it that deep? So you get up in the morning, because you can do this while you're showering, while you're driving, while you're putting on lotion or oil, while you're tying your shoes, while you're fixing your suit, while. Yes. because your letter is going to be read. What do you want your letter to say today? Maybe there's something you can add to the letter today that wasn't there yesterday. Let's do what he says. Putting on the whole armor of God. Vandals. Synonyms for vandals were very intriguing to me for our time. A bigamist is someone who marries a person while already legally married to someone else. We are the bride of Christ. We, the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the one that Jesus sacrificed his life for. We are his bride. We, the church, are his bride. So he is married to us and we are married to him. A vandal, another name for a vandal is a bigamist, who is someone who marries a person while already legally married to someone else. So let's establish that Jesus is married to the church. The Bible says that God is married to the backslider. So we got marriages here. But y'all, we sometimes tip out on him and we get involved with other things. God was so careful to tell the children of Israel as they exited Egypt on their way to the promised land. He named seven nations to stay away from, and all of them ended with the letters I-T-E when they named the individuals that lived there. But the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, all of those, and so I'm going to call them the ites as I do. We sometimes go and intermingle and marry the ites. We're already married to Jesus. We're already married. He's married to us. Are you married to him? Well, if you go off and get off into something else, some other practice, something in another nation. If everyone could check their phone, make sure we're on mute. Bless the Lord. Not to marry, not to intermingle, not to make acceptance or allowances for people that do things outside of God. We're not talking about murdering anybody, but I'm talking about not going over there and marrying them. You know what? This is also idols, making idols, bringing something before God. Something that I prefer over him, something that I put in his place. Evangelism, not vandalism, declare victory. Evangelism, not vandalism. Another synonym was a distraction thief. That seemed really simple. A distraction thief is another name for a vandal. That is a person who steals something from someone after tricking them into giving their attention to something else. Distraction thieves look for easy targets. We know the scripture tells us that the enemy, he walks like a roaring lion. He's like that, walking around seeking whom he may devour. Let's make sure. This came up a couple of weeks ago. Dion talked about distractions, being distracted. In our being distracted, then the thief, he comes. We've already established he came to do three things, and the first one was to steal. A distraction thief. We don't want to be that to someone else either. So as we're off in our it moments and dealing with other things and not having on our armor and just kind of taking a break, as if grace allows us to step out on God and just come back and, Lord, you know my heart, he does, and it's wicked. Don't be a distraction for somebody else. Tricking them, getting their attention for something else. No, I want to invite you to come into the kingdom of God. Come over here where there's light. Come and learn of my Father. Come and meet the God who saved my soul. We're experiencing this in our nation all throughout various forms of government, local government, state, and national. Another term for a vandal is a social engineer. A person, government, or organization that tries to control or change how a society develops. For the body of God, for the body of Christ, for God's church, for his people. He has told us exactly how it is that we are supposed to conduct ourselves. And every day, legislation is being passed, changes are being made in schools, that social engineering is taking place by individuals, governments, and organizations trying to control or change how our society develops. For your children, your grandchildren to come home and be told that they can't call their teacher she or her, the teacher wants to be called it or they. And you hear it in their sentences, and we're saying, baby, that's not how you speak. Well, mama, that's what my teacher said. Social engineering trying to develop how society develops. We continue to evangelize. We continue to be an example. We continue to be the letter lived out in front of them for the standard that is given to us through Christ Jesus. Evangelism. Psalm 105, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship in the Lord. Search for the Lord and his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given. You children of his servant Abraham, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. I'm going to read something to us, and this is an example found in Psalm of evangelism. And you may not have heard it this way, but this is one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 126. My Bible says, when the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, the King James says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. But when the Lord brought back his exiles from Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. People are watching. People witnessed the fact that God sent them into exile for 70 years to Babylon as a result of turning away from him and the things that they were supposed to do. Yet, while they were there, in Jeremiah 29, verses 1 through 10, before you get to 11, you got to read what God said to them is going to happen to you while you're here. You're going to be here for 70 years, but it's not going to be bad. I want you to build houses. I want you to plant vineyards. I want you to find wives for your sons. I don't want you to diminish while you're there. Don't listen to their prophets. I didn't send them. But I want you to stay, and I'm going to come back. And Psalm 126 is a testimony of when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. They are excited, and they said, we were like those who dream, and he put a song in our mouth. So if that's you today, you're coming out of something or you're in something, I want you to know that there is an appointed time for God turning it. I'll be the evangelist for you today to tell you that there is captivity, but there is a turning after the captivity. God will release you and let you out. Bless your name, God. And when you come out, you'll hear yourself laugh again. That'll be a testimony to yourself of, I heard myself laughing and I'm singing a new song. You'll have to remember the songs that you sang before. Even if you thought I couldn't sing anymore, it may be like them, you hung a harp on the willow tree because I've been through so much and this is so hard and this. No, but I don't want you to die there. I want you to flourish. I want you to build a house. I want you to plant a garden. I want you to live right where you are. Because I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you back to myself. And other people are watching you. This letter that's being written, even in captivity. Psalm 126, verse 3. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. Oh, we don't deny what he did. Yes, we can declare it. Verse 4. Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. Evangelism, continuing to live and to display your confidence, your reliance on God in the midst of your wilderness, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of fill in the blank. Whatever it is, can you still be the evangelist that you're called to be? The one who is going to spread the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness? We can. It's a choice. 1 Timothy 2:1-6, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Who is your neighbor? All of those people we talked about earlier. For kings, all of the leaders, even the ones that's making crazy decisions, we got to pray for them. And all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Verse 4, in particular, God wants all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. He wants them saved and discipled. Saved and discipled. So as they're reading our letter and they're watching us, are you ready for the questions to come? Are you ready? Are you ready to be to give an account or to give an explanation as to why you do what you do, why you act the way you act, why you were the one that didn't go off when they came in the room and said they were making these changes on the job, or when the apartment complex said this or the HOA passed that? Are you going to be the one that represents God in that moment? And how will you respond? When we're talking to people, I read this in a devotional in the YouVersion Bible app. We must first talk to God about men before we talk to men about God. So, Lord, I'm having a hard time with this person or my nephew that's not saved. I could walk up to them and old school, you going to hell, you're going to lose them right there. No, I got to talk to God about them before we talk to them about God, because God can help you in knowing what to say to them if you open your mouth at all. After all, they're already reading you. You don't know how many paragraphs or notes they've already taken just by your presence alone. It's important that we pray that people be saved. Evangelism, pray that they're saved. Our desires must be turned into a prayer. It's not enough just to have a desire that they be saved. That desire has to translate into prayer. And you're praying that they may be saved. You go spend all day trying to name what you see about them, the little things you know that they're doing that you don't like. No, just leave that up to God. God, I pray that you save them. Touch them, God, and bring them in. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Still talking about evangelism. Now we're going to do it through the power of your presence, your witness. When you walk into the room, the barometer of the room, that thermostat, we are adjusting it. I want to know, which direction is it? Is it turning when you walk in the room? Are we lighting it up for God? Talking about being lit. Is it for him? Who are we being made known? Whose name is being made known? Ours, God's, the enemy, the world, culture. Let your light shine so before men that they may see your good works and glorify God. I'm going to read a story and give you two more things, and then we're going to wrap up. A story about a guy who had his doorbell hooked up to a big buzzer in the back room. The buzzer was really loud, and he wanted to change it and put a light there instead that would illuminate when somebody pushed the doorbell. So he rigged it up. and it did exactly that. But the problem is that the light would barely illuminate. He couldn't figure out what was wrong, so he called an electrician, and the electrician came over. He said, oh, you don't understand. It takes more power to shine than it does to make noise. It takes more power to shine than it does to make noise. Your presence makes a difference. Your presence, your presence, your presence, your presence. Jesus says, let your light shine. We do making statements, speaking. Yes, we're speaking beings, but if we continue to step outside of one scripture to go to another and not understand or balance why each word is important, when do I apply this? When do I apply that? We'll think that we should always speak, but when is your light shining? You could, and they can be happening at the same time, but it takes more for the light to shine. More power to shine than it does to make noise. The prayer, the power of your presence. Now a proclamation, making a proclamation of the message. It causes faith to rise in people's hearts. It really is sometimes, for some people, that's all they needed is to hear the word. In the New Testament, the message was preached and thousands were added to the church that day. Give them the word. Give them the word. It is easy to share the gospel if you just remember these three things. Remember, I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to remember my rebellion, my ransom, and my response. And now I'll read it for us. Remember our rebellion, remember our ransom, and remember our response. We rebelled against God. Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. We were enemies of his. But I was, when you think I was a rebel, we were rebellion. But he died for us anyway. Sometimes when we're looking at people after we've lived saved for so long or called by his name and we're trying to witness to somebody else, it's as if our rebellion doesn't come up because all we can see is what they're doing and how they're not doing it right. But remember your rebellion. And then remember the ransom that was paid. It was the shed blood of Jesus on that cross, on the hill of Golgotha for you and for me. The ransom was paid for us while we were rebellious. And then our response was, Lord, save me. We accepted the invitation. We confessed with our mouth what we believed in our heart. And according to the Bible, we are saved. That's how you get saved. Evangelism. Remember your rebellion, your ransom, and your response. Persuasion. Then we're going to persuade them. Some people, after you proclaim it, you might need to sit with them and they've got some questions like you've had questions. So wait a minute, you mean to tell me this or what about this? Some people are going to need to be persuaded. They're going to need more than a proclamation because they are honestly grappling with questions that simply need to be dealt with. And let's release the grace for this statement. When they ask this question that you don't know, your response is, I don't know about that. Let me find out. Very simply, I don't know. Go study the scripture and find out. Don't make up anything. Don't leave them wandering. Well, you got a good point. No. There's an answer for it. I just don't know what it is. Or the one that I have, I'm not confident it's it. And I'm feeling kind of embarrassed or ill-equipped. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Let me look. Nehemiah looked right in the face of the king when he was asked a question, and he bowed his head and prayed. In power, we have the same gospel. It is the same Holy Spirit. We serve the same blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have to pray that God will, if necessary, do the miraculous to save people. You've come to the end of yourself and it feels like I just can't, it's not working. The gospel works. Maybe that was it. Let me step out of me. It's not me that's going to do it. It's God. God, I need your help. I need your help. Last passage for us. Evangelism, not vandalism. We don't want to become vandals. And by the blood of Jesus, we stand guard against that enemy himself that comes to vandalize, to terrorize. But because of the finished work of the cross, we have power over the enemy. And we can and should go out, let our letter be read, let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace everywhere we're going, ministering powerfully to others just through our presence and our prayers for them to be saved, remembering our rebellion, our ransom, and our response. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 20 in the New International Version. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough burnt offerings of rams and of the fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feast and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Verse 18, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Evangelism, family, not vandalism. Let's be careful to not vandalize in the earth that which God has created. Those who are waiting to come to him, those who he is desiring to come to him, that we're not putting our mouths on them, but instead, as the prayer warrior even asked, that we would get on our knees because a lot of things are happening, praying for them, crying out for them. Our presence being ministry to them, our compassion. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, having compassion for them, remembering I might not have done what they did, but I was rebellious one day too. And the scripture that says, against thee and thee alone have I sinned. That's what David said. So help us, Father, to be a good evangelist and a witness. And equip us, help us to disciple those that you would place in our care through your word as the standard, not our interpretation, not our experience, but through your word, your presence, through the leading of Holy Spirit. And for that, I thank you. We bless you, God. That is today's declaration. Hallelujah. We want to open up the call to the men on the line. Ladies, listen carefully to any men on the line. We're going to offer to the men first. If there are any men on the line that would like to say hello or comments, gentlemen on the line this morning.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, family.
Good morning. Amen. God bless you. Other men on the call? any first-time callers that are here that did not say good morning and would like to offer your sound to say hello before we go into Love, Life, and Victory, are there any first-time callers that would like to say hello that didn't get a chance at the beginning of the call? Okay, and anyone that just wants to lend their sound to say good morning, just to say good morning before we go into Love, Life, and Victory, that did not get to do so this morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Jubilant Juliet.
Good morning, Jubilant.
Morning.
Good morning, Sister Misha. Great decoration. God bless everyone on the call. Hey, hey.
Good morning. Good morning. There
good
was
morning,
someone else.
Leomia. It's Leomia. Have a great
good morning.
Day. Great decoration.
You too. Thank you. God bless you. Anyone else, before we go into Love, Life, and Victory, just want to say good morning. You didn't get to do so earlier, or you never said hello, and you want to do so this morning. You're welcome to do so.
Morning. It's Gracious Gigi. Have a blessed day.
Good morning, Gracious. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Juanita. Great.
Good morning, Juanita. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Lenore.
Good morning, Lenore. Great to hear your sound this morning. Anyone else? Last call for good mornings, and then we're going to go right into Love, Life, and Victory. Okay. Love, Life, and Victory. Questions, comments, observations? Let's talk about it.
Good morning, Jacqueline. This is Trina. Great declaration this morning. I love the point when you said it takes more power to shine than to make noise. Your
yes.
presence, yes, should be the light to shine for the world to see. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you. You as well. Love, Life, and Victory. Comments, questions, commentary, observations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Dee Dee. I am, I'm like, is she all in my journal, in my conversation I've been having with my grown children lately? Oh, you said evangelism, not vandalism. Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Wow, because listen, let me tell you. We can't reach nobody if they look. What good does our words do if they don't understand? It's like for me, I'll be 56 in November, and I always use my children as my witness. If that makes sense, because I'm surrounded by these millennials, and so if I'm saying one thing and doing another thing, it throws them off, right? So I don't want my witness to be whack. I know I'm over the top, but I try to keep it a buck, as my little niece, little Mercy Raven said. Yesterday, I heard her say that, because that witnessing is so important. I love how you brought it today. You can't beat people down. Let them know that they're loved. Draw them in with the light and the love before you try to. Everybody can't exegete a scripture. Everybody can go to theologian school. Everybody's not. So I get it. Like me, I know I'm assigned to those who are just as crazy as I am, but I'm grateful that I understand how evangelism works. So that vandalism versus evangelism, that's so dope. I thank you for that, because I know I reach a lot of the younger people because they can trust me with their stuff. I was just sharing with one of my brothers from my church how, being a greeter for so many years, the young people were drawn to me. So I hold stuff that they can't even share with their parents for fear of being judged or browbeaten or beat down. So this is so good, sis. I thank you. And I see my little baby coming in the gate, so I gotta go open the school.
Okay.
I love you and thank you.
Love you. Have a good day. You're welcome. Who's next? Comments, questions, observations? Good morning.
Good morning, it's Rochelle. Honey, did you just teach a whole evangelist class and then called us all up for altar call to get re-saved again? Baby. Great declaration. You made us think about some things. yeah, you thank you for the fire this morning. I love you.
Love you, Shell. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great decorations, forgive me. You said my rebellion, my repentance, my ransom? How did you say that?
Yep, it was remember my rebellion, ransom, and response.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great declaration.
God bless you. Thank you.
Good morning. I agree. Amazing declaration. What really stood out to me was the evangelism versus vandalism. I too was convicted, and even, my God, considering ourselves as vandals, I think that it's important that a part of evangelism is looking at ourselves, and I think that that's what you challenge us to do by your declaration on today. So God bless you for your study and for your pour.
Amen. Thank you, friends. We don't want to be vandals. We're not out here committing acts of vandalism. Anybody else? We're in love, life, and victory. Comments, questions, observations? Absolutely. Absolutely. In preparation, I sat down and I heard the word evangelism, and then I heard vandalism, and I was thinking, wait, does this mean just rhyming, putting these words together? But that we don't want to become vandals in our witnessing, in our evangelism. And a vandal is a person who intentionally damages property belonging to other people. So Psalm 24 and 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that as we are witnessing to other people and living or being an example and wanting them to come in, we don't want to harm them in our witness. We don't want to intentionally damage them, speaking down to them. I didn't give examples, but whatever that might be, I'll leave that for us to sit with. And then I gave some examples of various types of vandals, and so that was it. Briefly.
Thank you. And also, I like the point that stood out to me is what you said about, prayer warriors, being prepared, getting ready, not trying to get ready in the midst of whatever's coming at you. But
right.
Yeah, that right there really stood out to me.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, that's what the Lord, it's so funny that you said that this morning, because before I got on the line, the Lord was like, gird up.
Anybody else? You heard something? You want to speak about it? You want to ask a question about it? Something spoke to you? Okay. Well, it's really quiet. I think we're still connected, but in the words of Christina Joy, we will give some time back. So I'm going to wait just a little bit. We're going to ask again. Anybody else?
Jacqueline, for the record, I think this is another good seed day. So if you could shout out your Cash App, honey, because I need to sow a seed.
Oh, thank you, Shell. My Cash App is $J, the number 4, and the word truth. So $J4Truth.
Thank you. God bless you, Jacqueline.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Evangelism, not vandalism. Isn't that how Satan comes to vandalize everything that he can get his hands on? And in evangelism, just as you're beginning to work in the field, first thing he does is he throws seeds of doubt. And as you were ministering, the Lord had said warfare this morning. Pray warfare. Because many people are in warfare, spiritual warfare. So we pull down the strong man. Thank you for teaching evangelism, not vandalism.
Yes.
Because if we allow Satan to keep going and going and going, these words come. And I know they've been, it's just a one-liner or one word, and that's all we need. Because every word matters, woman of God. Thank you so much for allowing the presence of God to hit this place. That's why everyone is quiet, because they're still worldly. It was a powerful word. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you.
Can I add to, this is Dee Dee again. I wanted to add to what Sister Jerry just said about the quietness and spiritual warfare being a part of it, and how if we're not careful, Sister Jerry, thank you. Y'all, this lady right here, she witnessed me, she evangelized, she discipled me, everything as a young single woman at a big old church. And I'm so grateful that she did it the way that she did it, if that makes sense. Because had it not been for her, I would have left church. I would have been one of those bitter church hurt people. But the love that she poured into me made a difference. She didn't beat me down with the word. She literally just loved me. She loved me. And so that's what we need. We need to love on people, because people are hurting. There's so much going on in this world. But Sister Jackie, thank you. Like, I am so grateful that you are a part of Declare Victory, because we get so much out of you. Like Shell said, this is a place that you grow in. Nobody should leave this call the same ever. Going on our 10th year, thank you, Jesus, for the growth and the grace. And even today, I'll say this. This is the fourth year since my dad's transition. I'm dancing. I posted a few things because I miss him, but I get it. So I'm going to call a couple other people who recently lost their dads that I grew up with, and we're just going to laugh and love today, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because I get it. I understand. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And just, thank you for this.
Beauty, I want to say to you that, you know, even so turning our captivity, right, that there's been a time where we have just been downcast. We've been sad. And, you know, okay. But he said, when I realized that he's brought me out of that, the truth is still the truth, but my reaction to it, I'm in a different place. And I realized that he filled, glory to your name, he filled my mouth with laughter, and he gave me a new song. Those that go away reaping, sowing in tears, we shall reap in joy. Joy comes. It comes. And the day when we realize it, I just thank him. I thank him for turning it. We get through it. Thank you, God. Was that someone else that wants to share?
Good morning, Sister Jackie. This is Persistent.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, evangelism, not vandalism. I don't know about what everyone else is experiencing this month, but you're more aware this month of evangelizing. For me, I'm more aware of when someone sits down in my presence and they just come in and they just want to talk. And I hear, or I sense, be still, Priscilla, listen. And the presence of the Lord, I sense him stronger. I love the word evangelism, not vandalism, because it's the reason why I think people are quiet is because this is something that you have to process. You got to chew on. And for me, I'm processing it and looking and reflecting on my month and how the opportunities to say something I'm more aware of. Not that I haven't been before, but it's just because I'm learning and thinking about it, I'm more cognizant of it. What do I say? What do I do? Do I say anything? I got to say something, Lord. I feel the Holy Spirit dropping something in my spirit, or I sense it. And it was so incredibly relevant. And because this person started saying to me, they were engaged or not engaged, and God has made me, they mentioned, and I'm starting to realize his spiritual thing and this spirit. And I went, okay, here it is. And I'm so careful because I'm going down in my vault and I'm listening. I'm going inside and I'm listening for what the Holy Spirit wants me to say, listening for the word, listening for the opportunity to step in, being aware that this is one of those moments, those Kairos moments that no one could tell it was going to happen. And it's here. Now, Priscilla, you know what you believe in. You know who you stand for. You know who you belong to. How do you respond?
Yes.
And all these thoughts as I'm listening to this person are going off in my head. This happened to me twice this weekend. He tends to use me at my property management position where I sit in the office and I manage the property by myself. There are lots of people who come in with various different issues. You can imagine when it comes to housing in the state of California, it's a big issue. It's a big issue anywhere, but the state of California is just, it has its expenses, mm-hmm. so it makes it mm-hmm. tough for a lot of people. But this was excellent. This was really, really good. This is a playback for me because I'm a person that has to process, and a lot of it, some of it went over my head. For now. Okay. And but it was really, really good, sis. And I just wanted to, it's very necessary. This whole month is necessary because it's who we are. It's what God calls us to do. And mm-hmm. it's going to be consistent and constant all of our lives while we're on this side. So appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. I want us to know that sometimes while we're looking at someone else that's not doing it right, that we have an opportunity to shine the light on us, on the parts that we're not doing right. And sometimes in evangelism, we really have become vandals. And I'll call this the credits in the, you know, when you watch the Marvel movies, that there's something that they put at the end. There was a note in preparing, this was a case in California, but April the 29th, 1993, there was a young man who sprayed the letter A on the wall of an empty building located at 5327 East Beverly Boulevard. Neither the appellant nor his mother owned the building. That's important. They wrote they're appealing the case because he was found guilty and charged with vandalism. So, you know, when can you get charged legally? But they took it to they appealed the case, and their argument was that the people failed to prove he had no permission to paint on the building wall. The audacity that he did something, he put the letter A there, but since the law did not expressly, since the prosecutor didn't prove the defense's position, well, you didn't actually prove he didn't have permission to do that. So we don't want to get off in the weeds and have this, well, I mean, somebody needed to say it. I think that's what that sounds like sometimes, where we are doing something. I had permission. You didn't, there wasn't anything that told me I couldn't do that. Well, no, that's not true for us. The word tells us that. The word tells us that. So for the enemy, the scripture for him is, do not touch my prophets. Touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's found in 1 Chronicles 16 and Psalm 105 verse 15. So we're not going to play that game either way. It's not going to be us saying something and, what do you mean I didn't have permission? How what does it look like that I couldn't say that? Well,
were your words seasoned with grace, or how did you say that? Did you say it in love? And then the enemy. No, no, don't do that. Yeah, that got me, y'all. I'm thankful that he gave it to us. I'm excited when I teach, because I too would listen to the replay to find out what he said. Some of it I had written down, but a lot of it, of course, as he's leading, I'm hearing as he's speaking through me. So we'll continue to process. I'll ask once more, because there were other people that might have, but if anyone else wants to share.
Just real quick. Hey, good morning. Hey, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Maxie. Hey.
Hey, good morning. You know, one thing, and I agree with everybody about the silence, because for me, it was just, you know, you always give me always like the food for thought, thinking about it, and really just thinking about, in not being vandal. Not being a vandal in discipling, because we got to be aware of that. Like, you gave me so much food for thought in that, because his words, is just light. It's his word is true enough. It's not to be beaten over the head. We know these things, and so just always just remind. I just love how Holy Spirit and every day of how he brings the word through each declarer of reminding me of what he's saying to me is, how it be connected, of your mouth, of your tongue, of speaking life, not death, of knowing who we are, and what we are to do. You know what I'm saying? And, when we're speaking, and even when we're discipling, being mindful of our tongue. And it should flow like, be like honey. I don't want to hear that. But to God be praised. But yes, one thing as always, your declarations always give me food for thought, but you always just, bring that, make you think. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're saying. Think about your actions. So thank you always. Just love you.
Love you, Maxie.
Good morning, Jacqueline. Joyful. This is Sweet Simone.
Good morning.
I, on the heels of what Moxie said, I was sitting here thinking, and I said, I'm not a person of many words. And because of that, my book being read has to really, I have to be more on point. And I had what I would call an incident. It's not really an incident, but it was an interaction, I would say, last week. And I didn't pass the test. Young lady, just her behavior offended me. And I took it personally. And I said some things that weren't, they just weren't. It wasn't like Moxie said, the words had no honey on them, because I was offended. And I realized, I got to the car and I was like, ugh. I was like, I couldn't go back and minister Christ to her. I wanted to. And so it's so important. I was just sitting here thinking for myself, because I don't talk a lot, my action, my walk, the way that I present him to the world through me, I have to be constantly aware, because evangelism takes place, like you said, in multiple, you shine. It takes more power to shine than make noise. And so sometimes all people might get from me is a glance or a glimpse, more so than they'll ever get words from me. And it just really challenged me to make sure that I'm aware of that myself and leading there. Thank you so much. An excellent declaration.
Thank you. You're welcome, Simone.
Hey, Jacqueline. Joyful Jacqueline. This is Tanya, not Tanya. How are you?
I'm good, Tanya. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Today was absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
I'm going to
take courage, and I'm going to go ahead and teach on Thursday. But listen, there's so many nuggets that I got from you this morning, but one of the ones, I love the way that you put it, when you quoted Darius Daniels, when he talked about, you know, some of us got bad theology from really good people who loved us. Yes. They just didn't know any better. And we found ourselves, rather than studying the word, because that's our leader, you know, they study more, they got to know more than, you know, if anybody going to heaven, they are. And, you know, now trying to do damage control and unlearn some things and relearn those things properly. I think that that was a highlight for me. Because it takes a minute to get unstuck when you mm-hmm. have been taught a certain thing with such conviction, and like you going to hell if you don't do it, and then that whole, you know, if somebody does something or says something and they're condemned before they're really even loved. You know, back in the day, when I was coming up, you just had to really, really love God to stick around and endure some of the things, and it sounds like you came under some of the teaching that I did, but I'm thankful we're on the other side of it, and we can reach back to younger generations and say, no, we just love you. We don't want to see you stay the same, and neither does God.
Yes.
And just show that love, and it's authentic. It really is authentic, because it's not, it relieves, when we're evangelizing, see, it's not our responsibility to save people. We can't. Our responsibility is either plant a seed or water the seed. That can take place through a body language, a smile, a gesture. It can also take place during, you know, using words or sharing information with people. And just like Simone said, she doesn't speak that much, and so she has to be conscious of the things she say. I speak a lot, so I have to be conscious of the things that I say as well, because I may give somebody too much, or I may say it incorrectly and it's offensive to them. So anyway, really great share today. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. All right, everybody. We've closed this call like a good Baptist preacher about 4 or 5 times. Anybody else?
What? Yeah, I heard all my sisters speaking. I had to just get in and say good morning and thank you. And it was a wonderful word. So many things just going through my head, and I think as people said, that had something to do with the wow, just to sit in it. So I'm grateful for the playback, to be able to go back and just really soak in. And thank you. The Love, Life, and Victory is so wonderful too, because, you know, it's good to hear other people's takeaways and just some of the emphasis that you kind of got the first time, but then you really brought it home, like what Tanya just talked about. And it's definitely something that I want to reference back to for people, especially people that I know who are dealing with some church hurt, and just the understanding the importance of reading the word for yourself. And it's not about, you know, yeah, the preacher may have said some things and let you down because they didn't, you know, walk the walk, but if that's not what it's about, it's really about your relationship. And I love the part that you said about talk to God about men before you talk to men about God. That was just so good. So many rich things you said. So I just want to say thank you for your yes, and just I'm grateful for you. I love you. And that's all.
Love you. We love you, Taz. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we thank God again that we would be responsible witnesses, remembering that we are being read. There's a, I don't know, I guess colloquialism, but sis just read my mail, and we're talking about sometimes people saying something about us without us saying it to them. But I don't want your mail to be harmful. I want what people to see about you and about me to be a good reflection of God, that it would cause them to scratch their heads in a room why you are behaving, presenting in such a way that is calm and unbothered, contrary to what everybody else is doing in the room, especially when they're in an uproar. And it's because we have the hope of glory living on the inside of us. So we can continue to present God who dwells on the inside of us. We don't step outside of him. We abide in him and he in us. And so as people see us, that ought to be the reflection that should be emitting from our person. That's what should be coming out. And whatever internal work we have to do in that moment to say, I need to be quiet or I need to speak up. I need to get an answer before I speak, to be responsible with the words that come out of our mouth that will accompany the letter that's right in front of them that they're reading every day. So, Father, we thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord God, for the words evangelism and discipleship. We thank you that this is something that is near and dear to you. You sent your only son to die for the entire world so that we could be reconciled back unto you. God, forgive us for the times where we have stepped outside of or acted contrary to your will for this. God, our flesh gets in the way. Sometimes like Jonah, we don't like that person and they acted wickedly and we didn't want to do it. But God, that's not ours. We want what you want. So give us a heart after you today. Give us your heart. We love them like you love them. We want for them what you want for them. And so, Lord, thank you that we can see it a different way. Lord, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So we thank you for the course correction, the adjustment, the alignment, and to bask in the day that you allowed us to see and to have. We have new mercies today, Lord God, and it's because your compassion for us has not failed. The enemy did come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but you sent your son, Jesus, that we would have life and have it more abundantly. So we don't forfeit that today. We've heard it. We correct it. And we go on in you and your name. We have on our armor. We are aware of our witness. And we're going to share our light more than we make noise by being who you've called us to be. Less about what we're doing, but being, bless your name, who you have called us to be, who you created us to be. And for this, we thank you, God. We love you and we bless you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. God bless you. Declare victory. Have an amazing day. Have a great day.
God bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless everyone.
God bless everybody.
Thank you, Jackie.
See you in the morning.
Love you, God.